This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time once again for us to enjoy life as it exists. Here is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the hot hits from News Talk Radio as compiled by the folks at Talkers Magazine every week. So we have the ladies of the DJV program. Sounds rather sultry, doesn't it? The ladies of the DJV program. All right, well, Victoria Keelan is one of the ladies, and so is Jennifer Horn. I'm Doug Steffen with a review of the top 10 items. You know, we always go through the charts from the week, the stories, but we never get to the people who are ancillary to the story. So let's just, for the heck of it, spend a few minutes on the people list this week that's been published, starting at number 10 with Rudy Giuliani. Any comments from either of you? What else can you say about Rudy Giuliani other than he's Rudy Giuliani? Actually, he's looking very, I saw a picture of him. He looks really old. Have you noticed that? And then other than that, what is he bringing to the table for conversational purposes? He's just kind of, he's become a caricature of himself, don't you think?
I think in some ways, I think he's always been kind of a character, but I think obviously the reason he's on the list this week is because he's been one of the lawyers helping with the Trump campaign's legal fight in Pennsylvania, where they got a victory about some of the timing of some of the ballots received. So that's, he's been out there and kind of at the forefront. People like to talk to him. And you're right. I think they like to talk to him because he is a character. So
was he involved in filing the lawsuits in Arizona? The argument there was that the votes were incorrectly counted.
I think that he's actually been focusing on Pennsylvania, but I think broadly I think it's the campaign that's filing the lawsuit. Mm-hmm. So I think he's the one that's been on the ground in PA, but I'm sure he's part of the strategy about Arizona as well.
Well, just as an aside here, the number one item of the week, obviously, is the election aftermath, and the attorney general in Arizona says there's no evidence of any voter fraud there. And so it's not going to change the results.
Well, the Homeland Security, the cybersecurity and infrastructure, that agency that's part of Homeland Security, they had a whole coalition of federal, state, and electors or election directors, and they all said the same thing, that this is probably the most secure election we've ever had.
But they said because of foreign interference, they said it was the most secure election that we've had.
Right.
Keeping the foreign influence out this year. Yeah.
Right. Right. Okay. Which was important. Yeah. But then a lot of those people, how many of those people now got fired by Trump from Homeland Security and that agency? There were several of them who got fired for saying that.
Well, that was before the statement. Was being made.
So,
I think it's different. Foreign. I think what people are questioning here is not necessarily foreign interference this time. The question is what's happening within the country. And there have been troubling things that I've heard that, again, had very little to do with Trump and Biden and more about the security of our elections moving forward. Because as much as we want to just push forward and not think about this anymore, what I'm telling you right now, the stuff that I'm hearing, very, very critical. The fact that we've outsourced our voting machines out of the country, why in the world would we allow Serbia, Canada, and Venezuela?
Tell that story again for people who may not have heard it. That's a very important story. Tell that one again. You told it on the DJV program earlier in the week.
On another program that I host, I was talking to someone from the Election Integrity Project, and so she was saying, I asked her about Dominion, because we've heard a lot in the last week about Dominion voting systems, which seem to be the ones that are getting the most criticism. They're the ones that are being looked at the hardest, because there's been some complaints around those systems, and they're used, I think it's 27 states, so they're used all over the country in multiple counties. And if you voted in person and it looked like an iPad, chances are it's probably like a Dominion system. And so the person I was talking to said, well, that system is made, it's a company that's based in Canada, has ties to Serbia, and they're the ones that are doing our election. And the thing that was most surprising to me is that the results from the Dominion machines are not accessed by the county or the municipality where the contract is served. Instead, it's sent to Dominion, it's sent to the corporate office, and then a report, basically an overview, a summary of the voting results are then sent back to the state. Now, that's problematic because you're adding an extra layer layer of people, whether that's a conspiracy, whether it's totally on the up and up, to me it doesn't sound like the best process. And so I asked her, I live in L.A. County. I said, is this what Los Angeles does? And she says, no, L.A. did their own proprietary software, and this company that they contracted with is based in Venezuela. I looked this up, and sure enough, Smartronic, it talked about an AP, Politico talked about it, a controversial decision by Los Angeles County to contract with a Venezuelan company that has had security risks throughout the years, is the one that's now doing our vote. I just feel like we can do better, and we should not have to worry about political chess being played in our elections. We should be able to trust the fact that our vote is being cast, that our vote is being counted, and we move on. But instead, there are a lot of questions. And for me, the reason that this resonates is because there have been questions in my brain since 2018 in California when I watched the results of the election come in. There was a lot of stuff that just didn't make sense. And now it's happening on a national level.
Well, that's good to know, actually. I thought, going back to Arizona for a minute, what the Republican AG said there is that people split their ticket. People voted for Republicans down the ballot, but they didn't vote for Trump or Martha McSally, and that's the reality. Just because that happened doesn't mean it's fraud. And I think, yeah, it did happen quite a number of places around the country. So there is that. That's the tie between Rudy, or the tie-in, Giuliani and his involvement in the election aftermath here, as we put the pieces together of the charts for the week of November the 9th to the 13th here. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan on the Talk Radio Review. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason, or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. I know it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
The Geek Out.
It can be kind of hard to wrap your brain around the idea that NASA launched a probe back in 1977 and it can still communicate to it in 2020. But it's true. The Voyager 2, launched 43 years ago and now almost 12 billion miles away, received and executed a new set of commands sent via the Deep Space Network, which had been down for repairs. Now, that's a collection of antennas that are spread across the Earth in Spain, Australia, and California. Signals to and from Voyager 2 can take up to 34 hours round trip as it floats past the heliosphere into interstellar space. And to check it out for yourself, we've tweeted a link to a very cool interactive space map over at the Geek Out.
Big news from Dell. Their biggest event of the year is here, and you're getting early access. Black Friday is officially on. That's right. Dell is giving you major discounts on computers with Intel Core processors. Call 800-BUY-DELL or go to dell.com/Black Friday.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Moving entering back into our focus on what's been going on in News Talk Radio world, I thought it was interesting to note, I just said, these are the charts for the week ending November 13th. And this weekend, as this program airs, there is a free 3-day online summit with a lot of expert sessions on facilitation and coaching and community building called How Leaders Lead. This had been planned for quite a long time, but as we've been talking about leadership and how people set the tone in their lives, we look to leaders and what are real leaders, and this is supposed to focus on all of that good stuff, and they're going to make a podcast out of it after it's all over. So something to think about with your time if you have it this weekend. All right, number 9 on the people list, ladies, Mark Esper. Why would we be interested in him, Jennifer, Victoria?
Because he got fired. He got fired from the White House.
See you later, alligator.
He was the Secretary of Defense that was walking around with his resignation letter in his pocket for the last couple of weeks, and that's because there was a big disagreement about the Insurrection Act between Mark Esper and President Trump. They were pretty much
what
on the same page.
What is that act?
The Insurrection Act is about the controls of the federal government when cities are under siege, essentially. So Portland,
how
Seattle,
use
what the federal government's role is in that, correct. Or the National Guard, really. Who can call for the National Guard? So there was a big disagreement. I think that President Trump was just waiting for the election to be over, and then he let him have it.
Right. Did anybody make any – I didn't even know who this guy was. You know, a lot of times defense secretaries – good, bad, or indifferent, we all know who they are. I didn't, this guy's name didn't ring a bell with me
like
at all.
Wasn't this guy a fill-in from the last guy, though?
Well, I mean, everybody's a fill-in from the last guy.
No, but I mean, like, but in the revolving door of the Trump administration, he was a fill-in for someone else who'd gotten fired, right?
I don't know if he was acting or if he had been confirmed yet. I'm not, you know what, that's a good question. I'm not sure. I think he was confirmed, but I'd have to look it up.
All right, number 8 on the people list is Barack Obama. And what role did he play in getting his pal, friend, former sidekick, elected to the White House? He took a long time to jump in. Was that sage on his part? He didn't want to tip the scale?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right. Was he effective?
I don't think he moved the needle, to be honest. And I think that's to Joe Biden's credit. Because a lot of people in the beginning didn't think that Joe could pull this off without Obama there, basically, like, running with him, and that was not the case. So,
right. Remember when Obama was running against Hillary, and he would say in almost every rally, I don't know who I'm running against. Am I running against Bill? Am I running against Hillary? Because Bill was out there pounding the pavement for Hillary, and sometimes the two of them would show up together, and Barack made that.
Bill and Barack do not like each other at all.
I think that's actually softened. I don't think that that's the case anymore.
I think you may be right about that.
They couldn't even be in the same room together, from what I heard. I mean, that was how bad it was.
I think that was then, and this is now. I'm not sure that's true. Nope. All right, next person on the list is Dr. Fauci. What's happening to him under the Biden administration? Because he's been through, what, 4 different administrations? He's had basically the same job.
That, right?
At least.
More than that? Yeah.
Yeah. So why is he not a part of the soon-to-be Biden administration? Or is that just...
Biggest.
Why?
Well, I think that right now, he has become, you know, Trump hates him, and he's become very controversial for whatever reason. But I think that he's a bit of a hot potato right now, so I don't think that... I think it was smart that Biden didn't... I mean, he's going to be working with the new task force. All the data is being shared, so it's not like he's not involved. But maybe, who knows, maybe after the inauguration we'll see Fauci have a different position.
Is this the task force run by the guy who thinks we should be dead at 75?
That's not true. Are you QAnon now?
I am far more concerned with the fact that the guy wants to help the world before he helps America. That's what concerns me more than anything.
Emmanuel?
Yeah, he wants to send the vaccine out to the world instead of America.
How could somebody really say that and mean it? I mean, how do you do
know.
That?
And that's a question. I also don't know how Joe Biden has not
said that. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, you can read his quote if you want.
I'm not being critical. I'm just saying.
I don't know how Joe Biden has not put
that.
One epidemiologist around him on his coronavirus task force.
That's
he's surrounded
not true.
With,
I saw
he's surrounded with
last
oncologists
night.
And professors.
There's an epidemiologist
ladies,
on the panel.
Time for a break. We continue in a few moments here on the Talk Radio Review.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Moving back into an overview of life in terms of the life of News Talk Radio this week. Every week we do this. The ladies from the DJB program, which we all work on together, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Keelan here, spend the hour going through the charts from Talkers Magazine. You can find these stories and people lists every week at talkers.com, where you can find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. So we're going through, we're taking a little different approach this week, taking the people list first, because oftentimes we don't get to it anyway, and relating that to some of the things that are on the story list. So number six on the people list is Kamala Harris, the vice president-elect. Very interesting. I had dinner last night with somebody from California, and they are Democrats, big-time Democrats, as a matter of fact, and they couldn't say enough bad about Kamala Harris. And I go back to my interview with her in 1993 when she first got started. This person was black that I was with last night. And I think you said this, Jennifer. I don't know where else it's been echoed, that she was busy putting people, low-level drug users, marijuana users, mostly blacks, by the thousands.
She has a lot of reckoning to do with that. That is...
Here's what I think about Kamala
Why
Harris.
Why she even get on the ticket is what amazes me.
Because she's transactional and she can be bought. And so this is the thing with Kamala is that, and this is, you know, I think the right is trying to paint her as this person who is far left. And I think the reason they do it is because she is the farthest, she's the most progressive senator in the last 2 years. She's voted on the most progressive things. But she's doing that because that's who's paying her bills right now. She's owned by the far left. And that's what's disturbing to me. The problem is that coming up the ranks as Attorney General in California, she made a lot of really unpopular decisions with Democrats and Republicans based on who was funding her. So she, to get her numbers up for Attorney General, she went after young black men who couldn't afford to defend themselves, and she threw them in jail just so she could count arrests and prosecutions. Then when she had the opportunity to go after sexual offenders in the form of the former mayor, Mayor Filner in San Diego, who had 30 women with evidence say that he would either raped or sexually assaulted them, she chose not to because they shared the same campaign manager. And then she had the opportunity to go after priests in the Catholic Church who also had a slew of accusations against
them. What kind of consciousness does a person like that have?
Look, none. That's a lot of problems.
The problem is that happens with prosecutors across the country. And so that's one of the biggest, that was one of the biggest knocks. Well, that was one of the biggest knocks against her, even from within my party. I mean, that's, you know, I'm the only registered Democrat here. So within the party, that was a big knock on her, because we want police reform and you have someone who's a prosecutor with a really bad record. So, you know, that to me is the biggest knock on her. Forget her personality, forget anything else. That's the biggest knock on her.
Yeah, well, something to be said for that. Okay, let's keep moving here. Next up on the list, Raphael Warnock, Kelly Loeffler, David Perdue, John Ossoff.
The Georgia Senate races. The
runoff group, yeah.
When, round zero.
The first week of January, right? Isn't that what
January,
it is?
January 2nd, I think.
5th?
Yeah, yeah, right? Oh, is it the 5th? Whatever it is, it's the first week of January.
Early January, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know how this Perdue guy, I don't know, Doug, if you've been seeing him. He's the one who mocked Joe Biden for his stutter, and now the new ad about Chuck Schumer, and his opponent is John Ossoff, and they alter his nose. I mean, it was so anti-Semitic, it was ridiculous.
Ossoff is kind of
he doesn't deserve to be mocked for having a Jewish nose and having it exaggerated in a cartoon.
He's had no job. He's 35 years old.
Purdue?
John Ossoff. He's 35. He's only ever run for office. He's run for like three offices. That's what he's done for his experience, is basically running and losing races. And so that's number one.
So how's he getting so close to Purdue? And if he doesn't really have,
he really didn't. I mean, here's the thing. It's the Georgia rule, because you have to get 50% plus one. I mean, he lost by 3 percentage points, which in this day and age in politics is enough. The other guy is the one that I'm really concerned about. Warnock is like a total Marxist. He has talked about glowingly Fidel Castro. He's obstructed child abuse cases.
In
he went to jail
Georgia.
For that.
That would be an interesting reality. No,
because
more about
they
him.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Tropical Storm Eta is heading back out to the Atlantic Ocean after dropping several inches of rain on the Carolinas and Virginia and bringing severe flooding to North Carolina. At least 7 deaths have been attributed to this storm, including 3 people who were caught up in floodwaters at a campground. Flooding has closed roads and washed out bridges, and dozens of people have had to be rescued as floodwaters quickly rose. With coronavirus cases spiking across the country, news that drug maker Pfizer is close to an effective vaccine has been a great relief. But what does that mean for the economy? Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says, not much just yet. At a forum for the European Central Bank, he said it's too soon to know what effect a vaccine truly will have.
And from our standpoint, it's just too soon to assess with any confidence the implications of the news for the path of the economy, especially in the near term. And I would say with the virus now spreading, the next few months could be challenging.
This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Although we have seen a rise in COVID-19 infections in America, the mortality rate is still low due to better therapeutics and hospital workers getting better at helping the sick. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more on what's being done.
As new cases and hospitalizations from COVID-19 continue to rise in most states, there are fears that hospitals will become overwhelmed by the number of COVID patients. Dr. Deborah Burke says taking the necessary steps to help stop the spread would do a lot for frontline doctors and nurses. The coordinator of the White House Coronavirus Task Force told News Nation Now that slowing the spread of the virus would keep hospitals available for all patients.
I will tell you, the healthcare providers on the front lines, the doctors, the nurses, the respiratory therapists, they are working their hearts and souls to protect the people across America. And I guess what I'm asking every American to do is to put that same level of effort into those things that we know work now. We want those hospitals available not only for the individuals with COVID, but for your child if your child develops appendicitis or for your father when he develops a heart attack.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Hospitalizations are on the rise with roughly 62,000 hospital beds in America being used by COVID patients. President Trump on Thursday has barred Americans from investing in companies owned or controlled by the Chinese military. The Chinese government accused Washington of misusing national security as an excuse to hamper competition. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Four after the hour, second half hour of the Talk Radio Roundup for this week. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. I know a lot of people like to hear from them as to what they're thinking about the issues of the week. We're going through the people list with a different approach, a little bit different approach to how we do this. Number four on the list, if you want a review of just joining us, Rudy Giuliani's at 10, Mark Esper 9, Barack Obama 8, Tony Fauci at 7, Kamala Harris at 6, all the people running in Georgia 5. So now we get down to Mitch McConnell and Chuck Grassley, two Republican senators, McConnell leader in the Senate. So what's the issue with the two of them?
Well, I think Mitch McConnell made some news this week because he gave a speech basically saying that the Republicans would support President Trump to try to certify the election results. He also has been talking a lot about the Georgia Senate races. And Grassley, I'm not sure why he would be next to Mitch McConnell on that list, but some of the Republican senators, and I actually agree with them, as much as I think we need to wait for the election to be over, since we don't have a certified winner at this point, I think that both Biden and Trump should be getting national security briefings, and Biden had not been getting national security briefings, at least to date, and so some Republicans are coming out saying he should be able to at least have access to the information, and I think that's fair. I mean, if we don't, I mean, until if we're waiting for a certified winner, and at in months or in years past, we have had one at this time and place that I think both candidates should be getting the same updates and all of that so that they can plan for their either second term or for their first term. So I think some of the Republicans are making that argument, and I think they're right. I would imagine that's why Grassley's on the list. He's one of them.
Yeah. Okay. Number three, Bill Barr, the Attorney General, who jokingly said something about the election, or at least he said, when reported in some of the mainstream, so-called mainstream news outlets, that he wasn't going to acknowledge that, or he said something about when President Trump is...
You're thinking of Mike Pompeo, actually.
Oh, yeah, that was that's right, too. Sorry.
So Mike Pompeo said he made it, he was kind of tongue-in-cheek, and he said, yes, we'll have a smooth transition of power to a second term of President
Trump.
Very tongue-in-cheek, he kind of laughed. The reason that you're hearing about Bill Barr is because this week Bill Barr said if there are, and he was pretty fair, he said if there are broad and widespread instances of voter fraud, we will prosecute them, but we need to make sure that they are documented and, you know, and before we move forward on any of these. So it's not like a free-for-all throwing lawsuits at everybody or prosecutions at everybody. Instead, it's let's look and see what the legitimacy is. And I think that's what we want from the Department of Justice, to ensure our elections. I don't think we want to create evidence, but certainly we don't want to keep a blind eye to it as maybe we have in the past.
Right. Okay. That's good. That makes sense. Number two on the list is Donald Trump. First time he's been number two on the people list for eons, giving way to Joe Biden and the continuing focus on...
He hasn't said anything all week, that other than on Twitter. Trump has been... And they're telling him to do this on purpose because they want the legal arguments to play out, and they don't want him to step all over himself when it comes to what's being argued by many of his lawyers in the courtrooms, right? They don't want him to give away too much. They don't want him to make claims.
When you say give away too much, what does that mean?
Well, a lot of lawyers, when they go on TV, they'll never talk to you about the specifics of the case before the evidence is actually presented because they don't want to telescope it. They don't want to give the other side an opportunity to rebuff, right? They only allow what's discoverable, and basically that's what they talk about. But they don't talk about their argument, what their strategy is in arguing certain things with details and with evidence. So you don't want to get ahead of yourself before the stuff proceeds in the court. And I think there's a real effort to pull Trump back. Now, I actually think as a Trump supporter, he needs to be out there.
You better do that.
They say next week that there'll be some rallies. And actually, in D.C. this weekend, there's a big rally to support Trump. So,
what's the purpose of it? Why would you know?
I think to show people that they support him in the effort to make sure that everything was on the up and up.
Okay. Is it to make sure that, and I'm asking this not to be a rabble-rouser, but is it really to make sure everything's on the up and up or to see if there isn't some way he can still win?
No, for me, it's about making it on the up and up.
I know,
I swear.
For you.
I think for many, for all the
that, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I think it's also a thank you. Look, Republicans... Republicans are really coalesced behind the president. If he wants to run again in 2024, if he doesn't get reelected, I think there are going to be a ton of people behind him because he saved the Republican Party. And I know people like to poop all over him.
He remade the Republican Party, didn't he?
Yeah, but the Republican Party, yes, he did. He absolutely did. He gave the Republican Party
some fight. He saved it for me.
When was the last time you voted for a Republican? It was George
H.W.
Bush.
George Bush, yeah, exactly.
Right, H.W., not even W.
That's not true. Nationally, that's the last time I voted a Republican.
Correct.
I did vote for the current governor of Massachusetts, who's a Republican. I wouldn't vote for him again, but Charlie Baker got my vote when he last ran. Yeah. He's a Republican. But the Trump supporters would say he's a rhino, a Republican in name only. I reject that whole inference, frankly, because I would like to have, I don't know whether it makes a difference whether I have a party affiliation or not. I was very connected to the Republican Party before I felt that it left me in the dust. Nothing
the
there for me.
I've known you since 2006. We have worked together. If you can,
you've known me for a lot longer than that, but you've known.
Well, yes, but we've worked together.
2006.
We've talked almost every day since 2006.
Yes.
And I will tell you this: as soon as someone gets elected to office, you don't like them. So
you sound like McCann.
Whether it's your Republican governor,
Well, because they never do what they say they're going to do. I like people who do what they say.
And that's why I like Trump, because He told us what he was going to do. He did it. And even under duress,
he didn't drain the swamp. I wanted the swamp drained. I was hoping he'd drain that damn swamp. Nope. Full of alligators and crocodiles.
And I think that's what people are waking up to.
All right.
That's how deep it flows.
Yeah. All right. So the only thing we really haven't addressed here this week, because we've talked about all these people and how they connected more or less to the political landscape, other than Fauci, who's connected to COVID. But I think there is a need for us to spend a good deal of time on the latest info. Although the other thing we didn't talk about was Veterans Day, which is number 5 on the story list. I think we could spend a minute or two on that and what's going on at the Supreme Court. Veterans Day, I've played this out so many times on the air, people are probably tired of hearing me say what I say about the Veterans Administration, but or how we treat our veterans. I will summarize for those of you who didn't hear what I said this week on the occasion of Veterans Day. Excuse me. I look at the amount of money that's being spent for the war machine, $700 billion. And in many circumstances, even some of the people that we've talked about during this hour don't want the things that are being proposed by the militarists, by the industrialists who work together and feather their own nest. They go back and forth just like other things. A lot of people from Lockheed or Boeing or whomever, they get jobs in the Pentagon, and they come up with these ideas. Okay, let's build this, let's build that. So never has there been in the history of the military budget, the Defense Department budget, never, not one penny has ever been stricken from the budget for a proposed new plane, ship, because the argument is we've got to defend ourselves. However, when it comes to the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse in the Pentagon and the Defense Department, there are stories, people joke about it because so many billions of dollars are wasted. Imagine what would happen if we spent that money on the men and women who run all that apparatus, i.e. the men and women who put the uniform on, who go get shot at, who get their legs blown off, who get killed. No, we don't take care of them. We screw around with them. We make promises. We use them as a backdrop for our political opportunities and campaigns, and then we screw them to the wall because they don't have a unified voice. How many homeless vets do you think there are in America? Never mind America. How many homeless vets do you think there are in Los Angeles? In the thousands. And this is how...
It's the tens of thousands, I think, in Los Angeles.
Well, yeah. Whatever the number is...
It's the highest
around the country.
In Los Angeles. Yeah, it's the highest.
More, well, that's why I use it, because there's more vets that are homeless in... And right down the street, by the way, from me in Santa Monica, on the Santa Monica line, is the Veterans Administration right next to 405 at Wilshire Boulevard. Huge complex. It does a pretty good job, but doesn't do a great job. And that's one of many. Most of the vets that you talk to will tell you that they don't get the services, any of them, that they need.
They're supposed to be allowed to camp on that land at that VA in Santa Monica. Homeless veterans are supposed to be able to set up a tent. They're supposed to be able to have safety and protection on that land. It's theirs. It's not even the government's, not the VA's, it's the vets. And you've had a lot of people, Ted Lieu, who's a congressman from that area, Beverly Hills and Santa Monica, from that district, who's come in and taken that property away, made it into parks, tried to get rid of them because the Olympics are coming, and he doesn't want his district to look
disgusting. It's disgusting. All right, so that's my rant on, and it is a rant, and I have a rant, and if you want to listen to the rant in its entirety, you can go to the DJV podcast, djvshow.com, or wherever you get your podcast, and listen to me talk in detail about what I just alluded to. 44 after the hour, when we continue, yes, more on COVID as the talk radio review does continue.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults.
Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Is your pet's constant itching and scratching making you crazy enough to pull your own hair out? Hi, Warren Eckstein here. More than 30 years ago, I started talking to you about your pets on radio and TV, and I heard over and over how your cats and dogs need relief from dry skin, itching, and shedding. Solving these problems inspired me to formulate my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. I consulted top animal nutritionists and veterinarians to formulate the most comprehensive antioxidant-rich supplements. And now, more than 30 years later, Hugs and Kisses have been a healthy daily treat for generations of pets. Just read the comments from verified and satisfied buyers on my website, thepetshow.com. If you want to control your pet shedding, if that dander is driving you crazy, or you like to build a barrier for flea season, just go to my website, thepetshow.com, and order my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. While you're there, watch my webisodes on behavior, or just look at some of the amazing videos. Thepetshow.com. Remember, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-HUGS. That's 1-800-430-4847.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Great deals on the hottest brands.
Staples has this year's must-have gifts for working or learning from home.
Like Apple AirPods, great for video conferences or online classes.
And now at Staples, Apple AirPods Pro are just $194. You save $55.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Get the most wonderful deals on gifts this holiday at Staples.
Ends 11/14. In-store only. Limit 2. While supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
All right, so it's another record week for virus cases. The cases hit the first Caribbean cruise since the pandemic started, so they're not going to do that much for that business, at least at the moment. The Sea Dream 1, 66 crew and 50 passengers. That's it?
Well, it's the reduced capacity. It's not a very large ship.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know who thought it would be a good idea in November to get on a cruise ship.
Yeah.
And it's mostly Americans, too. So.
Yeah, right. So why can't we model what we're doing after New Zealand? Have you noticed how novel and this is a model of...
you know why we can't do what New Zealand is doing. New Zealand is teeny tiny. I mean, think about how many hundreds of millions more people we have than New Zealand. I mean, it's almost impossible to compare the two. It'd be much easier to contain a virus in a postage stamp compared to a shopping mall, and that's kind of what you're comparing.
We get back to the basics of the mask. I noticed that there was a description of what the best masks are. Find the one that won't let less than 1 micron out of the mask, and you're all set.
We have to stop expecting that government, and we should be fair, because if it is Joe Biden, we have to stop expecting.
No, right. It's personal responsibility.
No, but we have to stop expecting that government can solve this. Government cannot solve this. It can't. It's a virus.
Individual activities and responsibility, that's what it does. I think you're right. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Review.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Three after the hour now on the DJV program. My pleasure. It is a distinct pleasure. It is a distinct honor. It is a fabulous opportunity for me to bring you one of the most famous car, one of the most famous operators. I'm going to call you from now on. You're the operator. How's that?
You like
that?
You can't see me, you can't see me, but I'm bowing. I'm bowing right now.
Are you? Oh, good for you. Nick Miles from OurAutoExpert.com is here to talk about his trip to North Carolina, where he's test driving a new Dodge Durango Hellcat. Why in the world would anybody need anything with a 700 horsepower engine in it?
Because you can. Because you can, Doug.
Good for you.
This thing is amazing. Yesterday we were at a track just outside North Carolina, and I said, I'd like to test drive the 0 to 60 mile an hour time. And they said, well, you know, we can do some track driving. We don't really have anywhere we can do that here. I said, well, that's fine. I'll just find a backcountry road to do it. And I did. And this thing, it scared the pants off me. I had a camera person in the car with me filming for Morning News, and she screamed. It was crazy.
Really?
And of course, I did
it
again.
You brought diapers with you, did you? You brought some diapers for the kids in the back seat, huh?
It's funny you should say that, because that was part of my story. I said this car should come with diapers for the kids, because there will be no late to school runs in the future. It's fantastic. Everybody should own one. That's all I have to say.
All right.
There you go.
A friend of mine, I think I told you about this, there's a friend of mine who owns a Jeep Chrysler dealership, and he said the only things that they really move are the Jeeps and the Ram trucks, that the regular cars, the Dodges, don't move anymore. So is this an attempt by Chrysler, or as you say, those of you from the aisles, Chrysler, to make their cars more, you know, I've always thought the Hemis and stuff, they make, Dodges should be required for every police department because of the way they run. Every police car should be a Dodge as far as I'm concerned.
That's a misconception because they sell 80,000 Chargers every year, which is their four-door sedan. It's the most powerful muscle car in the world now with a red eye, which has 997 horsepower. So they sell 80,000 of those every year. And I agree with you. Every police department should have one. They're selling huge amounts. In fact, they're outselling the Camaro, and they're right on the tail of the Mustang.
Are they?
They're doing wow. great numbers. And that vehicle hasn't had a major change for 17 years. They keep updating it, but Americans love their muscle cars.
Do you think that's a regional thing, Nick? Do you think that a car like that would more likely sell in the South, the Mid-South, the Midwest than it would in the Northern climes?
It was until they came out with the all-wheel drive version. So in the Charger, which is the four-door muscle car, they've always had an all-wheel drive. But with the Challenger, which is the two-wheel drive, they came out with a GT a few years ago, and they started to sell them above the Mason-Dixon line quite a lot for those people that really did want to drive them all year. But you're sort of right. There are a lot of people that drive them in the South, but now the people that own them north of the Mason-Dixon line where it snows, they tend to garage them over the winter and then just drive them in the summer. But they're still selling them, and people treasure them. It's like the treasured item in their garage, and they baby them, and they polish them, and they get them out in the good weather.
Somebody needs to tell LL Cool J that, though, because he doesn't baby his. He's driving on NCIS Los Angeles. He's got one of those black Dodge Chargers, and he tears the you-know-what out of it, zooming around. But it's kind of cool to see him in it. It's a fast car. It's a neat car. All right, what about the Global Supercar Index has come out. I don't know what the significance of this is. You can probably explain that.
Well, the significance is don't buy a supercar in Argentina. That's what I think. It's an interesting idea. This is how much you pay for a car in what country you're in. So they used a Porsche 911 as a base car to show people how much you pay. So, for instance, Canada is the cheapest country to buy it in. They spec them out the same across the world, and that was $173,000. You go to Argentina, it's $693,000 for the same car, which is ridiculous.
Make a lot of money on that deal.
Right. I mean, in the United States falls somewhere and it's number six in there. But Argentina, Singapore, Vietnam, Thailand, they probably don't sell any of them in those countries. But they become ridiculously expensive. So it actually taught me an interesting lesson. If I'm going to go buy a supercar, I might want to go to Canada to buy it, hold on to it for a year, and then ship it into the United States. Because when you look at the price, it can be about $40,000 cheaper to buy a supercar.
Who's got the kind of money? I never thought Porsches were worth it anyway. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Yeah.
All right. It's just an index.
There's the weekly report on automobiles from Nick Miles. OurAutoExpert.com is his website. 59 past the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.